Planning for the 2028 Olympics when sports technology is changing every day.
What if a pitcher wants to get something embedded on his eye so that he can pitch faster? Is that okay? Right? Can you get a scope installed? I don't know.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill, and from Molly Wood. Los Angeles will host the Summer Olympics in 2028, which gives the city more than a decade to get it all together. Venues, transportation, housing, all told more than $5 billion, relatively cheap by Olympic standards. But how do you begin to plan and design an international sporting event when you don't know what's in store, especially how technology might change the way athletes compete, judges judge, and those of us at home will watch? For more, we've got Sarah Kunst with us now. She's founder and CEO of the sports media company ProDay.
It's interesting, right? Because you have athletes who are coming from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, even just different sports, right? And so how can they leverage technology? How have they been using technology previously? It plays a big role. And so there's this whole other sort of layer of questions. And we've seen it a little bit with things like in swimming, right? When people started to wear the full body suits. Yes. The ethics of the technology, even if the technology is perfectly moral, it's still hard because you have to think about at what point are we turning the Olympics into, you know, whoever has the most money can win versus the most talent.
How is technology changing sports today?
Oh, my God. It's everything, right? So when you think about kind of the money ball, right, and this idea that, hey, maybe if we don't just make decisions based on gut instinct or we don't just count home runs or baskets made and we start to look at more analytics, we'll get somewhere. And then you take it from that idea to the fact that now new stadiums, when they're built, have sensors built into the entire stadium so that they can measure how fast people are running, how many assists. You know, you see the 360 cameras. You look at people like referees in many sports and line judges, and you're like, do they even really have a place? Because no matter how fair I want to be as a referee or line judge, a computer is going to be able to take a much more accurate picture of what's happening. So it's kind of the Wild West, right? The technology is there. The question now kind of is, what do we do with it? Because, you know, when you look at it, kind of an old school analog is steroids, right? We all know that steroids make people play sports better, but we don't let people use them because we've decided as a society, as these sporting commissions, that it's dangerous and kind of tips the scales too far. But what if a pitcher wants to get something embedded on his eye so that he can pitch faster because he can see with more precision exactly where to throw it? Is that okay? Right? Can you get a scope installed? I don't know.
If you were advising the city of Los Angeles just broadly with technology, what when they're thinking about their Olympics and what they're going to build for the Olympics, what would you tell them?
You know, I think one of the most important things is sort of the complete flip side of it, which is the audience side, right? Maybe you're putting cameras in the water so that when people are swimming, you know, it does, or maybe it's VR, so it's not just the camera that's currently under the water, but you really feel like you are swimming, right? Or you're getting a piece of that. You feel like you're a part of it. Maybe there's, you know, some way that you're capturing the applause and the excitement around different athletes. There's so many interesting things to think about on the consumer and audience side. It's about how do we give the fans what they want.
You live here in Los Angeles, at least part-time. Are you excited for the Olympics? Are you going to go to the Olympics?
I would love to go to some of them. I'm totally stressed out about the traffic. Uber says they're introducing flying cars within 5 years, so I guess I'll just fly my car to the Olympics. Like, I've been promised flying cars.
Sarah Kunst is the founder and CEO of the sports media company ProDay. As an LA resident myself and an Olympics fan, also not convinced we're going to see flying cars by then, I'll do my best to get tickets to a couple of events. The rest of the time, I'll try to work from home. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.